Yes? Oh, it's you. What a lovely surprise. I was just knitting on the couch and... I happened to be thinking about you. It's been a long time. Would you like to come in? I wouldn't mind a visit from an old friend just now. Won't you sit down? Here, let me move aside my skein of autumnal orange yarn. I'm sure you recall that I am an avid lover of knitting. Do you like this color? I think it will make a pleasant sweater for the fall. Indeed, this must be the color of the most sincere pumpkin patch in the whole wide world. Don't you agree? I am happy that you are here. I'm surprised you remember where I live, after all this time. I really must apologize again for inadvertently kidnapping you like that. You'll be happy to know that I've gained a lot more control over my crafting these days, with the occasional slip-up, of course. I try to be as careful with the universe as I can. I have found that there is a bit of wish fulfillment involved in my magic. I must be vigilant not to spoil things, simply because I want something to happen. I might unconsciously cast a spell and cause it to happen. In fact, perhaps my thinking about you a moment ago might have enchanted you from a distance to come visit me. I am sorry if that was what did it. I can understand that it would be a terrible inconvenience for you if you felt compelled to come visit me every time I thought about you. Do you remember what you were doing just before you came here? You've been having trouble sleeping lately. You've been dreaming about me. Well, I'm glad you came. I must admit that I've been dreaming about you as well. Would you like a glass of water or anything? As you can see, my Blythe dolls have increased in number since your last visit. And several of them are sporting some daring new outfits. I just knitted this hot pink micro mini skirt for Sarah Jane here. She was tired of her old purple pantsuit from the last time you were here. She wants to show off her skinny legs. I think I'm inspired to make the girls more revealing attire whenever I'm feeling particularly lonely. They don't creep you out, do they? I think they're all very sweet. But I can understand if you felt their large eyes following you. I talk to them about you sometimes. Just asking for advice. How have you been? How is your family? I hope I haven't caused any trouble or stress for them. Or you. I've had quite a few sleepless nights myself, worrying that I was letting my mind wander, and that my dreams of longing and loneliness might become empowered by magic and turn me into a homewrecker. I don't want to do that. You know? I don't want to be a bad witch. I really don't. But I would like to be friends, if that's okay with you. For a while, I considered attempting a spell that would cause us to forget about each other, so I wouldn't accidentally upset your family, and we could both continue without unnecessary stress. But I don't know if that would work. I asked the universe for my soulmate, and the universe sent you to that party to find me. If I make us forget about each other, I might be damning us to repeat the party incident all over again. So, unless you'd like me to try a forgetting spell for us both, I would rather just try to be friends. Okay? Okay. Thank you for that. Are you all right? I'm just worried that I'm enchanting you again. I don't mean to. I like you. I really enjoy being with you. And I miss talking with you. So I'm really glad that you are here. But please tell me if you're not enjoying this, or want to leave, or anything you want. I need you and your family to be happy. But I am lonely. I shouldn't be lonely. I have new friends. A dozen, in fact. A group of us started meeting every month. Some of us are knitters. We're all very different people, but the main thing we share is magic, really. We kept finding other women like us. It's really helped with my spell casting. It's like a support group for new witches. It's okay to laugh. We're not terribly serious about it. We call ourselves the Lucky 13. It's goofy, I know. I came up with that name. The others seem to like it. One of the things we like to do when we get together is play cards. Bridge, hearts, gin rummy, canasta, poker, anything, really. My favorite game is Pinochle. Have you ever played? I can teach you, but I really shouldn't play with anyone who isn't a witch. I cheat, you see. I don't mean to, but it's that wish fulfillment thing. If I want a particular card, then suddenly I get it. As it is, the Lucky 13 are terrible cheaters at cards. We're constantly getting quadruple runs or quadruple pinochle. Poker is ridiculous for us, too. A total mess. Everyone gets a royal flush of different suits. Or sometimes the same suits. Cards will duplicate. I could wish for a whole hand of nothing but the Queen of Hearts. And I'd get it. But then we all just laugh. It's great to have friends you can get together and laugh with, isn't it? I'm lucky to have them in my life now. Can I show you something new? I discovered this one night when I was singing to myself in the kitchen. I looked down at my feet and, well, you'll see. Here, I have to stand up to do it. You're so cute, so cute. I can't compute how much you're cute, so cute. The point is moot. The fact you're cute, I can't refute. While I'm eating fruit brute. You're so cute, so cute. You're rooty toot toot. You're so cute, so cute. I'll put you where you poop. You're so cute, you play the lute while you're in a zoot suit. You're so cute, so cute, I'll never give you the boot. You're so cute, so cute. I know, right? I can fly, or just hover when I'm indoors, as long as I keep singing. I showed the rest of my coven, and we can all do it now. We've had a few karaoke nights, bouncing off the ceiling. I'm sure we looked very silly indeed. Would you like to try it with me? I'm not sure it will work, since you're not a witch, but I can try to help you. Why don't we stand across from one another and hold hands? Like this. Okay? You know, I don't mean to be creepy, but this is the first time we've ever touched. I have been imagining all this time that when we finally touched, something magical would pass through us. Like some sort of mystical gate. Unlocking. I hope I'm not ruining things by talking about it. Are you experiencing anything special? I am as well. I don't know if it's real magic or if it's just natural anticipation that's been building up for so long. We're not making you unfaithful, are we? I hope not. You will tell me if I go too far, okay? I don't want to lead you astray. It's just, we're sharing a moment. As friends, we're connected. That's okay, isn't it? I hope so. Well, we should sing something. How about the So Cute song? Do you know that one? Okay, try to sing it with me. One, two, three. You're so cute, so cute. I can't compute how much you're cute. So cute, the point is moot. The fact you're cute, I can't refute. While I'm eating fruit brute. It's as I suspected. I'm floating up and just pulling your hands up with me. I don't think I can carry you without magical assistance. Maybe there's a way I can envelope you in the spell, since you are singing with me. Let me try this.
I want you to fly with me.
Sorry. That was my empowered voice. I try not to use it around people. I know it's disquieting. I use it when I cast spells alone or in my group. My witch friends can do it too. It can make things happen. Did it bother you? Oh, that's good. As long as it was a good tingly feeling. It always makes me feel a little awkward. Like I'm ordering the universe around. I don't like being bossy. But it gets things done sometimes. You know, I would never use it on a person. That would be unfair of me. Unless that person wanted me to. Use the voice on them, that is. Well, let's see if it worked. Let's sing together again, and hopefully you'll float up with me. Ready? One, two, three. You're so cute, I can compute. It's working cute, so cute. The point is moot. The fact you're cute, I can't refute. While I'm eating fruit brute. Don't stop singing cute, so cute. You're rooty toot toot. You're so cute, I'll pat you where you poot. You're so cute, you play the lute. While you're in a zoot toot. Let's twirl. You're so cute, I'll never give you the boot. You're so cute, like a champagne flute. You're so cute, you make me mute when we're watching Clute. And there, we did it. We even landed better together. I usually come down a bit hard. Wasn't that fun? Yes, it's very thrilling. Maybe someday we can try it outside. I'm far too worried that people will see us during the day. But maybe some night. We could go flying together? I would enjoy that very much. This is all right with you, isn't it? It's okay if we're just friends and we get together occasionally and we have little chats and sometimes do magic things together. Nothing untoward, I assure you. Don't want to break your trust. Although, I know I sort of kidnapped you at first. I apologize again for that. And it's likely that I've been unconsciously enchanting your dreams lately, so that you keep thinking of me. So much that you probably came here today to figure out what the hell was going on. Was that it? You don't mind it? You're sure about that? Because right now, I'm fighting off a terrible urge to use my magic voice and demand that you stay with me. But that would be wrong. I don't want to be a bad witch like that. I want to be a good friend. So you'd better go. At least for now. Until this wave of temptation settles down a bit. I'm afraid I'll magically take advantage of you. Even more than I already have. Please, don't look at me like that. With so much tenderness in your eyes. You are not mine to have. I am just a friend. A friend who happens to be a good witch. A lonely, rather incompetent, struggling, but good witch. What are you? Oh, you're just giving me a hug. A friendly hug. Thank you. I am sorry that I am so nervous. I guess I don't trust myself, deep down. It's odd to have discovered such a tremendous power inside me so late in life. It can be unsettling. Thanks for the hug. I needed that. Especially from you. I get hugs from the rest of the Lucky 13, but it's not the same, of course. I mean, it should be, because we're friends. We're just friends. And I'm sorry I am behaving like this. I can be so scatterbrained sometimes. Why are you smiling like that? You like me? Well, of course. I like you too. You're my friend. Why don't you come back and see me later? Whenever you want. It will give me a chance to recompose myself. It was wonderful to see you again, my friend. Until next time. TTFN. Oh, by the way, I hope you don't mind, but you've become a hot topic for gossip among the Lucky 13. It's likely your ears will feel warm from time to time. Gossiping witches tend to cause that, I found. It's nothing to worry about. I ask for a lot of advice during our meetings. You know, to help control my impulses. Farewell. So, girls, what do you think? Did I make a complete fool of myself again? Oh, Sarah Jane, I think he liked your new miniskirt. He was just too shy to say so. Summon him again? Oh, no, Ginger Ann, not yet. He needs time with his family. He has his own life, you know. Perhaps next weekend. Yes, perhaps there will be a good time for us to go flying together. I should really just wait and let him come of his own volition. I really should. That would be the right thing to do. Oh, it's just so hard to keep my mind from wandering the way it does. Yes, you are right. Back to knitting my autumnal orange sweater. That will keep me focused. Thank you, girls. And don't worry. I think he will come back on his own for a friendly little visit.